Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello geeks, this is Social Geek Radio, brought to you today by Social Joey and the Better Software Company. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere, joined once again by Angela Cote. What is going on, Angela?
Well, I've got my networking voice going on, Jack. We're here at Springboard, the emerging franchisor conference, and so I've been doing the usual networking and having lots of fun, and so hopefully you can hear me okay.
We can hear you fine, and we're used to hearing you in this condition toward the end of a conference. You've been doing all of your networking. How many people have you spoken to this week?
Oh, I don't know if I could really count them, but one thing I will say is that I've got a line that if your voice doesn't sound like this after a conference, you didn't network hard enough.
Very good line. I love that. Why don't you go ahead and introduce today's guests for us?
Wow, that would be amazing. Two amazing women that I've had the opportunity to work with. We've got with us Kristen Horder, CEO and founder of Baby Bootcamp, and her amazing new business partner, Liberty Burnell. And Liberty and her husband, Ryan, just joined the team, and I'll let them tell more about the story. But they are killing it with in terms of really making an impact on moms' lives. And I love that not only are they, when you hear about what their business is, not only are they inspiring women, moms to get fit and get healthy and get strong, but they're also offering a great business opportunity for moms that want to be able to stay at home with their kids or sort of get out into working, but not be working corporate 9 to 5, working for the man.
There you go. So, Kristen and Liberty, welcome to Social Geek Radio. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jack. Thanks. It's great to be here.
So we are, as you may be able to tell from home, it's a little loud here. We're in the lobby area of the lovely Westin in downtown Philadelphia at Springboard. This conference is all about emerging brands. We've been talking a lot about emerging brands on this podcast over the past few weeks. Kristen, tell us about your brand, about Baby Bootcamp. Why did you start this brand, and how long ago was it?
So I started Baby Bootcamp in San Francisco, California, 18 years ago.
18 years
yes,
ago?
Yes, that means I have an 18-year-old child.
Wow. You started it when you were what, 5 or 6
exactly,
years old?
Okay. Exactly, yes. So I was new to the fitness industry. I'd recently made a career change that was a little bit more family friendly, getting out of the food service industry. I was a pastry chef at the Ritz-Carlton, which is a very difficult lifestyle if you want to have a family, working weekends, working holidays. So I got into the fitness industry, and when I had my baby, I realized there were no options for me other than hiring a personal trainer and a babysitter or a nanny at the same time. And as a new fitness professional myself, I realized that I needed a resource, but other moms in my community also needed something to help them get fit, be active, be with their baby. And this incredible community developed from that.
You know, that's the story that I hear over and over, especially in franchising, is somebody starts a brand because no one else was doing this particular thing. They felt there's a big gap, and why doesn't somebody start a brand for moms doing fitness? And the reality is, hey, you did it because you're somebody, so you started it yourself. I love that. Liberty, you just joined the team recently as COO, is that right?
That's right.
So give us a little bit of your backstory. I know you've been involved in franchising for quite a while yourself.
Yes, this is my 22nd year in franchising.
Wow, so you were like 5 or 6 as well.
Exactly.
There we go.
I celebrate my 29th birthday often. It was a perfect fit. I started, just like Kristen, around the same time that Kristen founded Baby Bootcamp, I founded a women's fitness concept called Liberty Fitness. And I had been a franchisee of Curves, left mm-hmm. Curves, had
sure.
sold the two locations, and just like Kristen, knew there was more to women's fitness. I didn't focus on moms so much, it was just women. But I built that franchise to 65 locations and sold it.
Wow.
But when I sold it, I was only 24 years old. So I have this weird flip-flopped career. And ultimately ended up doing a lot of advising and consulting in the franchise industry. Fast forward, I'd worked with another fitness brand. I was even in food service, name the industry I helped. But when Kristen had contacted me, I had actually taken a few years off from attending events like this one. I really had to rebalance my life to focus on my family and on my personal life. And when Kristen reached out and said she was considering some changes for Baby Boot Camp, our stars aligned, literally. I told her that my husband and I were just refocusing back in franchising and attending events again, so it was a perfect fit.
So what is it about franchising that's kept you around this long, and why do you keep coming back to it? We just can't get rid of you.
No, thanks a lot, Jack. I'm not sure how I feel about that comment. But anyway, so I literally grew up in it. Last night at our dinner, we had a photo booth, and one of the signs was a hashtag. It said franchise fam or franchise family.
Yeah. We use that hashtag a lot.
We love it because it's true. We are a family, and I don't have a very large, like, blood relation family. And when I joined franchising, I was 18 years old, and this literally is my family, my brothers and my sisters and my aunts and uncles. And so I'm not going anywhere. I might not attend events for a few years, but I'm still here.
And speaking of family, you brought your new family with you. Your husband is with you here today, taking some video. So we might put that up at socialgeekradio.com so everybody can check out our podcast here today. So a question for all of you here at Springboard, which, by the way, this is really one of my favorite events in franchising. And we don't say that about every event, do we?
No, we really do think this is the best, one of the best.
You know, it's one of those events where you meet your lifelong friends. Angela, this is actually where I met you, I think, about 4 years ago.
I think so,
or so. Yeah, and our hosts, Brad Fishman and Lane Fisher, always put on a great event. Lots of great networking. We meet a lot of great people, but also a lot of good content, great speakers, great panelists. And so I wanted to ask all three of you, was there anything this week at Springboard that you're really taking home? Something that you hadn't thought of before, or maybe something that one of the speakers shared that you'd never realized was important for your franchise, or Angela, for all of the clients that you work with. Anything come to mind of sort of a huge takeaway to start with?
So
Kristen?
This afternoon we had a great speaker, the CEO of Fit Body Boot Camp, and I really, really enjoyed what he shared about the power of mindset and focusing on your own growth and development and imparting that into your employees, your franchisees, because I think that is so important. Personal growth, personal development, always having a coach or an advisor that you're working with to help develop yourself as an executive, as a leader, but also imparting that into your team as well and making that a priority. I think that's so important.
You know what I love about that, too, is some people could look at that brand and say, wait a minute, Kristen, that's a competitor, you know, but that's franchising. It's people who are competing either in a sector or selling franchises, but sharing a lot of great information. So that's a great example. Liberty, anything come to mind that you're taking home with you this weekend?
I would have to say that a recurring theme that I've noticed is social media. Social media has come up a lot this last few days, and there's a lot to social media, so a lot of us feel like posting a lot and liking a lot is important, or the most followers. But what's bubbled up to the surface is there's still a lot of really almost a missing component for us as franchisors, is learning more about how to truly utilize social media, how to truly interact with other brands, and get, you know, business out of social media, right? So I'm seeing that both as a theme and something I've learned a lot from this week, but something that we even need more information about.
Yeah, I like that a lot too, especially for your brand. There's no better way to connect with those moms than Facebook and Instagram. Angela, how about you? What are you taking home this week?
You know, I, as you know, run around to a lot of different conferences, and I'm always learning. I think I'm. It's really validating. The thing that I'm so passionate about is is helping people realize the importance of the soft skills in franchising. I think there's a lot of talk about the technical side, and you know, if a lot of franchisors, as they go, they tend to kind of overlook how important it is to really be supporting the franchisees in a way that they're feeling heard. And like Kristen said, you know, this concept of coaching on mindset, I think for me, it's really a lot of validation of what I believe in, and hearing that from many seasoned experts is really reassuring for me, because it's stuff that I'm saying to my clients. I loved Bedros's session today from Fit Body Bootcamp. Am I saying that right? Was that Fit Body Bootcamp? His session was amazing. I love masterminds. I'm a big believer in bringing people together to collaborate. You know, especially you know, franchisees. I find a lot of franchisors don't think to bring their franchisees, or they just overlook it, or they get busy. But to bring them together on a call, every time I do that with clients, the franchisees are so happy to be together. And I always say that the value of franchising is that you've got all these business owners running the same business and the same challenges. And so bringing them together, you know, is really cool. And so today, the mastermind was franchisors being brought together to discuss their challenges and get some good ideas on how to solve them. So I'm just a really big fan of that, you know, collaboration and alignment, learning from each other. So I think that's really what Springboard is all about. So it's kind of just that's what happens here. So that's what my takeaway would be.
Love that. Thank you very much for that. I'll tell you my takeaway real quick is I moderated the operations clinic, and I'll tell you right now, I don't know a lot about operations, right? But that was part of the ask of Brad and Lane when they asked me to moderate the clinic. There's something interesting about moderating a panel that you don't really know the subject matter. And so I had to do a little learning, and I had to do a lot of listening, and I had a great panel, and there were a few people on the panel that just really knocked it out of the park and taught me a lot in an hour and 15 minutes. So I don't know, Angela, I think I'm going to get out of marketing and get into operations. It's a lot more fun.
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say, when you showed up, were you like, wait, this is the wrong panel. I don't know anything about this. I'm a marketing guy.
You know, there's something about moderating a panel or being part of something that you're not already an expert in. It's kind of like, I call it the Ken Burns approach to documentary filmmaking. He doesn't make films about stuff that he's an expert in, because he's a big learner, right? So he dives into things like country music that he knows nothing about, and then he teaches himself, and then we all learn along the way. So one last question for you guys, and then I want to get into some contact information where our listeners can learn more. If you were to talk to another franchisor or a potential franchisor who's about to launch his or her own franchise, what's the one piece of advice that you would give that person before they started? Kristen, let's start with you.
Well, so I started Baby Boot Camp in 2001, and we started franchising. We started initially licensing and then converted to a franchisor in 2006. So I came to my first conference in this industry here at Springboard 2 years ago.
Oh, that was, so wait a minute. So yes. you went decades without,
yes,
coming to a franchise conference.
You are correct.
Amazing.
You are correct.
Wow.
That's where I met Angela, and our relationship continued to flourish from there. I made a lot of contacts in the industry over the last 2 years, and I have learned a tremendous amount. But if I could rewind 10 years, 15 years, and come to an event like this, and I felt so alone for so many years.
Oh,
and to come,
yeah,
here and realize the things that we're struggling with, every franchisor struggles with. And to have those connections and this industry, I've fallen in love with franchising because of the support, the connections, the love. I mean, the hours that other franchisors have given me on the phone, in person, and now, as a result of me receiving that support and guidance and advice from other franchisors, I am turning to other franchisors and saying, how can I help you?
Nice.
You know, do you, you know, happy to jump on a call, like repaying the favor, the love, the support in the industry, because clearly it's an incredible industry to be in.
Oh, thank you for that. That's some great advice. Get out there, find an event, go out and meet your own Angela Cote.
Thank you. I'll pay you later for that.
Liberty, how about you? Any advice for new franchisors?
You know, I just have to build on what Kristen said. I agree. I was fortunate enough to find the IFA early in my franchise career. So I went a couple of years without it, and then I was in my early 20s at the time. But I found the IFA convention was the first show I ever went to. There wasn't Springboard, there wasn't Encumbrance, all the ancillary, not ancillary now, they're very important conferences, but at the time IFA was the main. What blows me away still today, it did then, it still does, is how much, and I think someone brought this up this week as well, even if you're in a competing industry, people share their experience and knowledge. It's mind-blowing that once we're all together, it's like we just have this common thread and we want to help one another. Something very interesting happened yesterday when we were talking about mentoring, and Steve Greenbaum and Sam Ballas and who was the third on the panel, and I don't know why I'm forgetting right now. But the reason why Steve and Sam are standing out is I was at their table after they spoke. But the conversation that we had after was the idea of mentoring and how incredible the mind share is in franchising, and that each person who's in franchising at one point had the same experience of everyone just is willing to share. And my husband, who you mentioned earlier, Jack, who was taking our video, he's a little more involved in the industry than that. He's newer to franchising, and he asked a question to our table of why franchise? Why is this your business model? Because it is an industry, but more so it's a business model, and we're in each of our individual verticals. And the answer was a resounding, because not only do we want to build a business, but we want to impact other people and help other people start a business. We have, like all of us in franchising, I think we all instantly bond because we have an innate desire to help other people. And that's why I think it's so special. So that is far and above what has stood out to me, always.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. And Angela, some advice for potential or budding franchisors?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to the IFA, because I want to make sure that we didn't, you know, say that those aren't also good events. We talked about, you know, this being, we said this is the best, and I want to say, too, that the IFA does put on a lot of amazing events, and other groups do as well. I think.
One quick note on that. For instance, an amazing event.
Oh, little plug.
Austin, Texas, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th is the MITCON event by IFA, the Marketing Innovation Technology event. You can learn more about that at franchise.org/events/MITCON.
There you go. You threw that in. Perfect. But there's that. Yeah, there's all these great conferences. And I think I love your point to the other ladies here that, you know, getting involved into these conferences. And that's actually almost the exact perfect segue into what I would give, the advice that I would give very early in emerging franchisors. Is that there's a lot of franchise expertise out there, and on the panel that I was on today, we were talking about franchisee compliance, and what was really interesting is that the franchisor on my panel, who's got about 100, a little over 100 units, was Laura Coe from Snapology. She made an awesome point. She said, you know, whatever number of years ago it was, 7 years ago or something, she was sitting here at her first Springboard conference, and she's like, I 100% heard all the things that I should do, and I 100% didn't do them because I didn't believe it, and I made all the expensive mistakes, and I ended up, you know, if I had listened, you know, and now you're sitting here, you know, the people in the audience, and, you know, I'm hoping that you're going to listen to this. So my point is that there's a lot of different directions you can go in the early stages of franchising. And I think the value of having somebody on your team that knows and that you can that you know and trust, a franchise attorney is always probably a good first, definitely a good first start. But also somebody, I'm not trying to, not necessarily me, but somebody like me, somebody that understands and can guide you so that you don't spend money in the areas that you don't need to spend. I talk to so many people who, you know, they went and did, you know, a trade show before they even had a proper website. They spent $75,000 on a trade show, and they didn't even have their proper franchise website. They're not doing digital marketing. And they're saying to me, we know that was a mistake, and we would have done it in the right order. And so my advice to people is that to understand that this is a really big deal, franchising, and to get somebody that you can trust and guide you through, you know, where to invest your time, energy, and money is invaluable.
Yeah, the thing that keeps coming back to me more and more these days is I used to worry about people wasting money on such things, and now I see it differently. I see $75,000, who cares? It's wasting a year or 5 years, because you can make up money down the road. You can't make up time. So every year that you're not doing the things that, you know, experts like yourself or Liberty or Christian could maybe guide some people through, every year that you're not listening to good advice, you're just wasting another year. And at some point you're going to say, wow, I wish I would have done this 2 years ago. So we'll be right back in just a moment to wrap up the show and get some contact information from all of you on where people can reach out to you and if they've got some other questions on emerging brands. First, real quick, today's episode is brought to you by The Better Software Company. The Better Software Company has everything you need to take control of franchise operations with a software solution that does it all. Control your brand, support your franchisees, track leads, and take your sales and customer service to the next level with a CRM designed specifically for franchises. The Better Software Company believes that building franchise success means making it easy for franchisees to be successful. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. Okay, we've got just about a minute left here, ladies. Let's find out where some of our listeners could reach out if they've got some specific questions for you. Kristen, where do you want to send folks?
The best place is babybootcamp.com. You can contact myself or Liberty through our website.
Awesome, and I'll have a link to that at socialgeekradio.com. Angela, where should we reach you? LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook?
Yeah, well,
all of the above.
All of the above. I think anybody that knows me knows they can find me pretty easily on any of those three platforms. And also, and or an email, angela@cultivateadvisors.com. And thank you, Jack, for having us. This was fun. This is my, by the way, our first time doing a podcast interview in person. With wine. With wine. Was I allowed to say that?
Well, I don't know about you, but this is not exactly my first podcast with wine, but we'll talk about that on another day. Ladies, thanks so much for joining Social Geek Radio today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises Incorporated.